last week, and maybe some of you who I knew, you don't even know who I am. Roman Hava is my name. And I would like to, this week, do something somewhat different than I did last week. Last week, I thought was the one Bible study I would do, and so I sort of threw one book at you in one week. It's kind of a large amount to digest. This week, instead of asking what a potter is, haven't got the dirt out of my mouth yet, what a prophet is, I'd like to ask what a poet is. And that was quite coincidental that I discovered that Mr. Cooper's lectures are going to be about just the same thing. So I think that this week things are going to tie together, at least hopefully, in some kind of dialogue and interplay between what we do in our devotions, our Bible study in the morning, and what he's talking about in the morning lectures in somewhat more depth than what I would like to do here. So I would like to begin by giving one of the things that a poet does is just simply to listen. And in order to get a sense of just something of that, I would like to have everybody in the room be perfectly quiet for a matter of half a minute to a minute. And what I would like you to do is to just listen to the sounds of the room. Listen to what you can hear in the room, and try to hear sounds that you've never heard before. And how many sounds, and especially sounds you've never heard before. And we all just be quiet and listen for just half a minute. Much more light than that. What did you hear? The what? The air conditioner? What else? Anything that you had never heard before? Rosemary?
I never heard that film out there. Somebody had to hear it.
I heard the tape recording going. I heard the little gurgle of a baby, very small. What are some of the other things you've heard? Just a couple. Anybody? That you've never heard before in the room? Silence. Very good. One more. Anyone? Yes. What? Feet shuffling. If you stop and listen longer, you'll begin to hear all sorts of other sounds, too. Sounds in the room that are there. And one of the things that's very helpful is you start to become sensitive to sounds. Have you ever had your ears cleaned out? You have. Good girl. That's my mummy, I'm sure. But if you ever go to the doctor and you have to have them cleaned out because they're blocked, you can begin to hear sounds you've never heard before. For example, you just put your hair, the comb through your hair, you know, and it's like rustling through the grass, coming through the rye or something. And you scratch your neck on your shirt and it makes some noise. There are sounds there that you've never heard before. And so one of the things that a poet would do, or at least one of the things that I do, when I read a chapter of scripture sometimes, instead of just trying to understand the concepts, but to try and get back into the time and the place is to listen. Listen to the sounds of the chapter, of the words of the man that's talking. So I'd like you to listen to the words of this, just these verses of Genesis 2 and see what you can hear. Are you ready? Just listen to the sounds that are there in the story. Starting with verse 4. In the day that the Lord made heavens and earth, there was no plant on the field. There was no herb of the field that had sprung up yet. There was no rain. There was no man. Only a mist coming up from the earth that watered the whole face of the earth. And then the Lord God molded a man out of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And he put man there whom he had formed. And out of the ground God made to grow every tree. The tree of good of life and the tree of good and evil. What did you hear? First of all, there's total silence on the earth. And then suddenly there's this mist, this soft sound that begins to move across the ground. And then God is like a potter who takes the ground, takes the dust, takes the earth, and begins to mold it. You get the soft sounds of the molding of the clay until there in front of him is an image, a model. A model like you and you. And he takes that model, which is still silent, excepting for the laughter of the earth, the rustle of the dust, the squeak of the clay. And God begins to breathe. And the breath of God is the first sound of life that comes onto the scene. The breath of life. And this man, this dead piece of clay, suddenly comes to life. And there at that moment, you suddenly feel the rumble of the first resurrection. The first resurrection. Where clay is made into a living being. And then the writer tells the story so that everyone can understand it. He puts a garden there for this man, and the man has to till the garden, and you hear the sound of metal on earth and the laughter of the ground. And all through the Old Testament, the oneness that you have with the ground and the oneness that you have with the breathing of life to make you stop and realize what you are. This text is the key passage in all the Old Testament about what a man is like. He is laughing earth and the breathing of God. Those two things that are put together to make a man. And as we go through this part of the world here, let us listen to the laughing earth and the breathing of God, those two things that make us what we are. But if we take a step further, we can learn to see something more in this, not just the laughing earth and the breathing of God, but the whole rumble of the resurrection in all of the sounds that are around us, because Jesus Christ came, and in him is the fullness of life, says Paul. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The resurrection, we dare to believe, set forth a power of life that was even greater than the power of life at the beginning of time. A new power of life that begins the resurrection over again with another Adam who was made. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear the sounds of the laughter of clay and the breathing of God in a woman called Mary. For that clay and that man spoke and said, I am the resurrection and the life. And every sound and every sign we see can be a rumble of the resurrection for us. Let us go through today listening for sounds of life, sounds of the resurrection, because that is the work of recreation. And all through the Old Testament, no new life can be seen excepting through the breathing of God. Your breathing is part of the breathing of God. The movement of the wind, every form of life is part of the breathing of God, that life power that God set loose in Christ, the resurrection of all men. What I'd like to do then this week is to take one simple idea like this and and let you think about it through the day. Tomorrow, let's listen to loneliness. And if you'd like to read two chapters, Genesis 3 and Job 16. Yes, Job 16, which is one of the most colorful poetic pieces in the Bible. Bring your Bibles next time as well, if you can. Remember, listening to the rumble of the resurrection today, and listening to the laughter of loneliness tomorrow.